Senegal's lone female presidential candidate may face slim odds of victory in Sunday's election, but activists argue that her mere presence is advancing a decades-long campaign for gender equality in the West African nation. Piers Potter, CNT Live London. Anta Babacar Ngom, a 40-year-old business executive, advocates for both women and young people, demographics disproportionately affected by the country's economic challenges, widespread unemployment, and escalating prices. Ngom has pledged to create millions of jobs and establish a bank for women to bolster their economic independence. Our country holds immense potential. Natural resources abound and can be developed, she remarked in a recent interview with the Associated Press. The young girls I meet seek my support because they believe that with a woman in power, their hardships will come to an end. I won't forget them. While few anticipate Ngom emerging as a frontrunner in the presidential race, activists contend that her candidacy marks progress in the ongoing struggle for gender equality. We must participate, even if our chances are slim, remarked Selly Barr, an activist and sociologist. We may not have a significant chance in this election, but it's crucial to have female candidates in the running. Ngom's candidacy marks the first time in over a decade that a woman has contested the presidency, underscoring the sluggish pace of progress, according to activists, who note a resurgence of traditional views regarding women's roles in society among the younger generation. The clash between evolving norms and traditional values is evident on social media platforms. Accounts, primarily operated by Senegalese users abroad where expression is less restricted, debate taboo topics such as premarital sex and the fairness of polygamy. Mariem Wanli, the first woman to lead a political party in Senegal 2 decades ago, noted a resurgence of traditional marriage ideals among some young women, cautioning against regression fueled by misinterpretations of Islam. Throughout the 1990s, Senegalese women mobilized through grassroots initiatives. The country appointed its first female prime minister in 2001, and a 2010 law mandating gender parity in electoral lists drove increased female political participation. While women's rights have advanced politically over the past decade, particularly since the enactment of the gender parity law, systemic utilization of this legislation remains limited, observed Bousso Sambé, a former parliamentarian. In 2012, 2 women ran for president, although each garnered less than 1% of the vote. However, their participation was deemed significant by analysts. Presently, women comprise over 40% of parliament, one of the highest levels of representation in Africa. It's essential to strike a balance between modern progression and the preservation of our customs. Women must express themselves freely while safeguarding our cultural heritage and upholding the traditional values that shape our society, Ngom asserted. Ngom, who oversees her family's food company, has prioritized the economy in her campaign, a key concern for the populace. Economic challenges have driven many Senegalese to perilous journeys in search of better opportunities abroad. Ngom's supporters express pride in backing a female candidate, and remain hopeful for change in the upcoming government. Our youth perish at sea due to unemployment, and job insecurity. Unemployment is rife. Women are exhausted, activist Acha Barr declared at a recent rally in support of Ngom. Piers Potter, CNT Live London.